Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran as we gather for worship this morning, and as our children help us in sharing the Christmas message with their Sunday school children's program. There are a number of announcements that have been on our whiteboards this morning, and I would encourage you, if you haven't seen them there, to take a look at a printed copy to know what is coming up. Services this week for Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock on the 24th, Christmas Day at 9 a.m. on the 25th, and we look forward to celebrating with you and family and gathering around the words of our Lord and Savior. This morning, as I said, our children will be having the wonderful opportunity to share God's word with you. And at this time, I invite you to sing with me our opening hymn, 379. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm certain I don't need to remind most of you that Christmas is how many days away?
Three.
Well, 3 days until we get to Christmas, right? The kids, they're counting down, and I'm sure most all of you already know. It will soon be here. And we're looking forward to this day with much anticipation. Preparations have and continue to be made and are in process for the celebration about to take place. This time of joy and cheer can be filled with just as much anxiety, worry, and also unrest. Things on the dinner table, the tree, decorations, and presents might present a peaceful and joyous occasion, yet you also might be filled with unrest about what are people going to be thinking. Will they like the gift that you've given them? Will the food turn out and taste just as good as you would like it to? Has anything been forgotten? As much as we like and say that Christmas is a time of joy and peace, it can also be much unrest. And that's just with the Christmas things. Then there's work and other aspects of life that go on and touch us. People in the hospitals, getting sick, dying. These are all still occurring. And yet we talk about having peace. It's nice to have those peaceful surroundings around us, but it's the inner peace that is even more precious. The gifts can be spot on, the food delicious, the decorations as good as you've ever seen, and yet if there isn't a peace within, all these outer trappings mean nothing. God's desire is that you and I would have peace in our life, and most especially that inner peace. Because the peace that he focuses on is a greater peace, not things that come and go each December. He desires you to have peace that lasts through the troubles of life, through dying and death. Peace with God. How do you and I get this peace with God? It's not something that we're able to obtain on our own. Rather, peace with God is a gift that has been given to the world through his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born, lived that perfect life, died upon the cross, he took the sins of the world that caused the unrest we know in our lives. He took them with him to the cross, and he paid the price that they demanded, a price of death. His blood shed on the cross now covers sins, and you have the most important peace of all, peace with God. You are no longer under the wrath and condemnation of God due to your sins. No, Jesus paid that penalty. There is no penalty that waits for you upon the day of judgment. What waits is peace. Peace with God for all of eternity. And God, speaking through the Apostle Paul, gives a picture of what peace in this world can look like. A peace that comes from knowing his Son and the life that you have because of his death and resurrection. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Yes, you have this gift from God. Peace through Jesus Christ. Peace because the Holy Spirit has been given to you through God's word, through the sacraments. You know peace once more, a peace that lasts, a peace that helps that unrest of this world be put aside. The unrest you have in your life, it will not be eliminated with exterior peace. Through the decorations, through the gathering of family and friends, the inner peace that you seek comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the answer to the unrest in this world, to the unrest of our own hearts and minds. Peace I bring to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. The peace that comes from our Heavenly Father is found in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. May you celebrate with peace in your hearts this year, with peace as you gather for the celebration of Jesus' birth. Let the words of our children and their message be that peace. Let it start as you hear God's words. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I invite our ushers to come forward to gather our tithes and offerings.
Blamed each other and God for what they had done. Peace was replaced with shame, hurt, and sickness and death. But God did not give up on the people he had made. He promised to send a Savior to bring back the peace that had been lost.
about God's first promise of a Savior in Genesis 3:15, when he spoke judgment on the serpent who had deceived Adam and Eve. I will put enemy judgment on the serpent who had deceived between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. The Savior would take upon himself the punishment the man had deserved. He would defeat sin, death, and Satan, and restore the relationship between God and man.
Hundreds of years passed while God's people waited, sometimes wondering if God had forgotten the promise he had made in the Garden of Eden. But God had not forgotten. He sent prophets such as Isaiah to remind the people that he would one day fulfill his promise to restore peace. Isaiah prophesied about the promised Savior, saying, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 6.
Thank you. 400 years later, when John the Baptist was born, his father, Zachariah Poe, claimed these words about John, who was the messenger. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 76 through 79.
The promised Prince of Peace was about to arrive. God sent an angel to Mary with the proclamation that she would be the mother of the Savior. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb a bear son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke chapter 1, 30 through 33.
God also sent an angel to proclaim this good news to Joseph, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 23 tells us an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And this took place to fulfill all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Spoke about this Savior, God who is ascending, the glorious Prince of Peace, whose kingdom shall not end.
Thank you. The birth of Jesus Christ from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. As she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there is no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them and filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of the great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
When the angels went. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, 15 to 20.
The baby born in Bethlehem was the promised Prince of Peace, Son of God, Jesus Christ our Savior. God the Father sent his Son into this world to live a perfect life, die on the cross, and rise again to new life, giving us the sure hope of everlasting life. All who believe in him shall have peace with God once more. Romans 5:1 declares, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Jesus Christ came for all people. God placed a star in the heavens to guide the wise men from the east to the Savior of the world. We read from Matthew chapter 2. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod, and give them victory. The grave, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
The birth of Jesus Christ from Luke chapter 2. What?
We already read that.
The king, behold, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 through 6.
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and uncertain from them what time the star had appeared, and he sent to them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they have seen when it rose went before them until it came to the rest over the place where the child was. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7 through 9.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, and gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 through 12.
The shepherds couldn't keep the good news of the Savior to themselves. They returned glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. The wise men also likely shared the story of the star that led them to the Savior King. How beautiful it is when we share the good news of the Savior who brings peace to the world. Isaiah 52, verse 7. Tell us how beautiful upon the mountains are and feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God righteousness.
During this next song, the children will
please stand as you are able as we continue speaking the Apostles' Creed as we confess our faith in the triune God, Father, who sent his Son, the Son who came to be our Savior, and the Spirit who guides us in this ways of peace. We speak together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, now let your servant go in peace.
Your word has been fulfilled.
Our eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to take away our sins and bring peace to our fallen world. Help us to share your message of love and forgiveness with others, so that they may also find peace in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Joy to the world, the Son of God, our Savior, has come. The peace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and every day. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our concluding hymn, 387, Joy to the World.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well. On the YouTube channel, search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk, one of the world's richest men, spent more than $260 million to help President-elect Trump's campaign. He's enjoyed a spot in Trump's inner circle since, including his vocal opposition to spending bills that were defeated in Congress this week. The former governor of New Jersey, Republican Chris Christie, a one-time Trump advisor, tells ABC the Musk-Trump relationship carries an end date.
It ends when Trump believes that something has gone wrong. And he needs someone to blame, and Musk becomes the person to blame.
U.S. military says two Navy pilots had to eject from their F/A-18 after it was shot down in a friendly fire incident over the Red Sea. One suffered minor injuries. Today expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. AAA says most people traveling by car, but nearly 1,700 flights in the U.S. have been delayed so far today. This is ABC News.
The Packers get ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay will be without safety Javon Bullard and linebacker Quay Walker, both with ankle injuries. Jaire Alexander practiced all week but remains questionable. But Matt LaFleur says, knock on wood, right now the team's pretty healthy.
I just think that this is such an unpredictable sport in regards to when guys get injured or whatnot. So we're in a good spot right now.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Wizards 112-101. Bobby Portis with 34 points for Milwaukee. College hoops, Marquette held on to win on the road at Xavier 72-70. Cam Jones had 20 points. Head coach Shaka Smart, though, asked how he would grade him.
B-. I'm hard on him. There's nobody I'd rather have in the country. I wouldn't trade anyone for Cam Jones, but he can be better. He can be more efficient. He has to understand that if he doesn't have an angle, he's got to get to 2 feet. He's got to be strong with the ball.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies today. Gusty south winds with highs in the middle 20s. Overnight, a chance of snow developing. Clouds and breezy south winds will diminish as lows drop to the lower 20s, and snow will continue into the first half of Monday. It's 15 at our studios.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue with a very special edition of our broadcast. Yes, it's that time of year for a bluegrass radio Christmas. Some vintage, some new, from Balsam Range to Del McCurry, Allison Brown, Irene Kelly, Rhonda Vincent, and many, many others. All brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass and some Christmas cheer as well. We're going to get things underway with music from the brand new and Christmas Time is Here. From Authentic Unlimited, here's Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.